Ready to level up your day? Then join me and my friends at LoneStarCasino.com. That's L-O-N-E-S-T-A-R Casino, where you can experience the thrill of Las Vegas, no matter where you are. LoneStarCasino.com is an absolutely free-to-play social casino with thousands of games, daily bonuses, free spins, and jackpots that pop like fireworks. Hit pause on life and hit play on LoneStarCasino.com.
Lone Star Casino is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit LoneStarCasino.com for more details.
Sign up today for an incredible welcome bonus. Play bold. Win big.
Bubba Wallace here from 2311 Racing. On the track, my car's look is everything. But today, I'm talking about more than just paint schemes. I'm talking about my favorite games at Chumba Casino. Check out exclusives like Stampede Fury and my own King Croc Fury. It's just as wild as my car look in Texas. With over 200 games and new ones weekly, play for free at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
You can't just send them in to random cities in support of just fighting crime. Like that, you really can't do without the invitation of a governor. So we're heading for an uncomfortable showdown with Governor Pritzker. We can't have Trump going in without the invitation of this governor. I'm sorry, but we can't have it. He's does not have the constitutional permission to do it. It very clearly is not constitutionally permissible. He cannot do it. I really hope he doesn't do it because I don't want a world in which I'm siding with Governor Pritzker over President Trump. But I will if he does it because he can't do it.
Thank you to MAGA commentator Megyn Kelly for drawing her first ever red line with Donald Trump and saying, hey, maybe the president of the United States shouldn't be mobilizing the military into democratic cities against the explicit will of the people who live there, the mayor, the governor of the state, and leaders throughout the entire state of Illinois. And beyond the illegality of it, which we'll talk about in just one second, along with some more clips of Charlie Kirk getting owned, MAGA commentators just being overall idiots. I want to talk very quickly about what Megyn Kelly is getting at here, because it is illegal, but it's also just very inefficient. You know, the lead policy advisor at Mockler Media, Micah Irfan, crunched the numbers. We love to crunch the numbers and stick to the facts here. And we figured out that the National Guard cost $120 million of taxpayer dollars to mobilize in Los Angeles for roughly 58 to 59 days. When it was mobilized in LA, it was 120 million. We got that number from the leadership in California. But what we figured out is that that is enough money to hire 1,800 cops in Chicago, add 1,800 to the police force. We could train them. Even if you want to split that in half, 900 cops who are even better trained because they get double the funding of the 1,800. So those 900 cops get better psychological evals, better training, and all of this. You could reallocate, not the funds directly from California, but you get the point. The funds that will be spent mobilizing the military in Chicago can be spent on way better, more efficient means of fighting crime. Beyond that, it is straight up illegal. It is illegal to do, and it's funny. As Megyn Kelly is, you know, softly telling her audience, hey, maybe Trump shouldn't be mobilizing the effing military, Charlie Kirk is over in South Korea. He's over in South Korea praising how great of a country it is. And the flip here, the inverse of reality here, and, you know, Good Trouble points this out too. Friend of the show, Good Trouble, points this out. But we helped South Korea, you know, pull themselves out of a dictatorship. The people in South Korea fought and fought, but we helped stabilize the country. Since then, the quality of life has increased because they have better health care. They have gun laws. They have all these mechanisms to help people who need it, and they're still a capitalist society. They're a thriving democracy that has emerged from a dictatorship and now has a vibrant free press corps and strong elections, all of these things. Meanwhile, the United States is basically regressing back to the point that South Korea was when we helped them out of their dictatorship. And, you know, it was mainly the South Korean people. I'm not trying to take that away, but the United States stepped in and made sure that they stuck the landing on the democracy. But it's just funny. Like, let's take a look at this video from Good Trouble. I'll link his TikTok in the description below. He makes great content.
I'm here in South Korea, by the way. I'm here at a park at night. That's the most dangerous thing that I just saw, which was a black cat. No bums, no people trying to attack you. It's amazing. Crime is a choice. And here in South Korea, they decide not to put up with crime. We should do the same. Anyway.
wrong about a couple things right off the bat here, Charlie. There is at least one bum in that park. For you of all people to go to a country with universal health care and strict gun control laws and look around and see how nice their society is and say, look at what we could be doing, is the funniest fucking thing that you've ever done.
Truly believe that this is a human being. This?
Without a doubt.
Without a doubt?
Yes.
This is a dolphin fetus.
Second dumbest. No, this is the dumbest.
We're in Seoul, South Korea. As you can see, everyone, they have these like inflatable cushy chairs. Everyone is reading. This would last about 35 seconds in most American cities.
Dude is just out here walking around South Korea going, look at all these public works. This is really nice. I hate this. This is called socialism in America. But here it's really nice. Oh, they just choose to have this? A houseplant could fucking understand this, Charlie.
Charlie Kirk got absolutely cooked. And this is one of the problems, too, with conservatives. They will praise countries. Well, at least conservatives used to be praising countries like this that generally have policies that Democrats advocate for. And the reason I said they used to do it is because now Republicans praise, you know, dictatorships. They'll praise Putin in Russia by extension. They'll praise Bukele, they'll praise Orban from Hungary. They praise all of the most dictatorial leaders. But Charlie Kirk right here is driving towards something that is pretty unique because South Korea is a great country, but they also have some of the strictest gun laws in the world, especially in that area of the world. Civilian ownership of guns is virtually non-existent, and we don't have to go take away everybody's guns, but they have at the very least common sense mechanisms, so it makes sense when somebody buys an AR-15, if that's even possible. Healthcare is another clear difference. South Korea has a form of universal healthcare where every citizen is covered, meaning costs are lower, life expectancy is longer, and it's increasing. Republicans, meanwhile, have spent years trying to rip away healthcare, privatize Medicare, gut the ACA, and in the more recent months, what they've done is shredded Medicaid for 17 million Americans. So again, Republicans have done the opposite of the gun laws that have helped South Korea. They have spent years trying to rip healthcare away. They're trying to defund the Department of Justice entirely, erase it, eradicate it, and defund a lot of our schools, while education is a pillar in South Korea's success. You can look this up. South Korea ranks very high in education. Meanwhile, Republicans talk about defunding public schools. And by the way, if you want to grow closer with South Korea, we already had a great relationship with them, maybe what you should do is not deport 400 of their civilians as Trump just did. So there was a Hyundai plant in Georgia that had a few hundred workers who were Korean nationals. Those workers came here to help train American workers because we don't have the labor yet. We don't have the know-how. As they were training American workers, I made a video about this, the Trump admin and Department of Homeland Security, they arrest them, shackle them, throw them in vans, and they use them as leverage to negotiate with South Korea. You know, while all this is happening, MAGA commentators are just struggling. I want to play one more clip of Charlie Kirk here talking about Epstein. Remember when he said he's just done talking about Epstein?
Honestly, I'm done talking about Epstein for the time being. I'm going to trust my friends in the administration. I'm going to trust my friends in the government to do what needs to be done, solve it, balls in their hands. I've said plenty this last weekend. So if you guys want to see my commentary on it, that's fine.
Just run away. This brings me to the last clip. I don't know if you guys have seen this Mehdi Hasan Jubilee debate. I didn't really cover it because, while I thought Mehdi Hasan did an amazing job, the talking points from the people there just disgusted me. Mehdi Hasan basically debunked them thoroughly enough. I didn't think there was anything I could add on to his debunks, but this clip perfectly loops in because this is a MAGA dude who is actually gaining a following now. And he's basically admitting he's a fascist to Mehdi Hasan. So Charlie Kirk goes to South Korea and goes, wow, what a beautiful democracy with worker protections. It's not actually what he said, but he's saying, what a beautiful democracy. This democracy has worker protections, parental leave, strong labor rights, education, gun restrictions that actually make sense but still allow people freedom. They have world-class infrastructure along with really, really good schools. They have healthcare. Charlie Kirk wants to take all of this away and cede ground to these types of people.
Frankly, if Trump is anti-constitution, good, and I think he should go further.
So this is wonderfully revealing of the modern conservative mindset, so I appreciate you spelling it out so openly. Just checking, do you support the Second Amendment?
I do.
Okay. Surprise, I was shocked to hear that. I'm saying that Donald Trump is defying the First Amendment, the Fourth Amendment, the Fifth Amendment, the 14th Amendment. He's thinking of defying the 12th and 22nd Amendments. Mm. You're saying you don't care about the Constitution, but actually you do because you quite like the Second Amendment. You just don't like the bits that you disagree with. Can I just be clear on
yeah,
that?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay.
I'm more than willing to amend it and include
whenever
the
it's
Second
in your
Amendment.
Favor.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay. So can Democrats do the same when they're in office?
No, absolutely not. Because
so you don't believe in democracy?
Enemy. No, I don't. Absolutely not.
What do you believe in?
Autocracy.
A little bit more than a far-right Republican.
Hey, what can I say?
I think you can say I'm a fascist.
Yeah, I am. Absolutely.
I'm just checking who's clapping just to get my set of where everyone
because
is on this.
One thing I love about these people, I wouldn't say love, but one thing that I find hilarious about these people is he did this really cringe laugh. Like, I don't mean to be mean, but this guy is like a nerd. Like, this guy is not somebody who would be prioritized in a fascist regime. Mehdi Hasan even makes this point. He's like, what happens when they turn on your family? The guy goes, oh, they would never do that. They only go for, like, the other people. No, dude, you're not the superior race. You're not the master race. There is no master race. And the sooner these people realize this, the better. But if we ever want to get closer to South Korea, that's what this video is mainly about, this Charlie Kirk video, then we actually invest in our infrastructure, we invest in our citizens, in our healthcare, and I'm gonna leave it at that. You know, these videos would not be possible without the sponsors that we have. And after Trump promised he wouldn't touch Medicaid, then they did touch Medicaid. I wanna introduce you guys to Chapter. It's hard to know who to trust in the Medicaid industry, but with one free call with Chapter, you can figure out the exact guidance you need to move forward. No steering, no pressure. Just a trusted advocate in a free phone call. So whether you're already on Medicare or you're about to turn 65, no reason to go at it alone. Call 706-312-8635 or click the link below. I've gotten emails of people saying, listen, I got clarity from Chapter. So thank you to Chapter for making these videos possible. Thank you to you all. Click the top link and I'll see you all in the next video. Peace out.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. The rush of racing? Nothing beats it. But Chumba Casino comes close. Chumba's got fast spins, fun games, daily bonuses, and all the action you can handle. Now that's a ride. Ready to hit the throttle? Get in the driver's seat and head to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.